consecutive time in the last six seasons, the Dutch are the champions.
This is Gary O'Neill to win it.
They've got it! Terrific header, Callum Robinson, super ball in.
Great feeling, we have to treasure these nights.
Well, hello there. This is the RTÉ Soccer Podcast. I'm Adrian Eames and James O'Toole is also on the line. And because it's a bank holiday weekend, mind you, isn't every weekend a bank holiday weekend as such these days. Anyway, we're going to have a bit of fun and frolics, some lemonade, Chris, and a quiz. James, how are you doing?
Not bad, Adrian. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all.
Easy knowing it's you haven't got homeschooling to do. You count every weekend as a bank holiday weekend. Easy knowing that.
And how is this homeschooling going?
It's going. That's all we can say. Let's put it this way. Come September, our teachers aren't going to be happy I was teaching the kids. That's all I'm going to say. They're going to be very critical.
Sounds very ominous. It's the SWATs against the SWAT knots. I'm glad I got that one out of the way. Who's with you? Who's on your team, James? Introduce your brains.
My brains to my team is, as you said, a wonderful player in his time, one of the best players the League of Ireland has ever seen, and my God, can he twist his tongue around some words. I have the great Alan Cawley on my team.
Wow. Alan.
He's going to have to repeat everything. I can't hear a word my teammate is saying, so I can't hear him at all. Okay. He better be as nice in his next intro.
He's gone now. That's it, done.
I couldn't hear anything.
You only get one chance at the intro.
That's a worrying start. John Farrell dubbed this. John looks after the soccer podcast, and he decided to team James with Alan, and he has called them the Soccer Republic spoofers, which I think is a bit harsh. And we've also got the college graduates led by Paul Curry. Paul.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good. And who is your teammate from the college graduates team?
Well, Adrian, I'm very much hoping to be leaning on this man, given his extensive career in the league and his knowledge around the league. I've got Mr. Conan Byrne joining me.
Whoa. Mr. Conan Byrne is on the line. How are you doing, Conan?
I'm not too bad now. Thanks, Paul, for all the pressure he's just put on me there now. Appreciate it.
Conan, how are you surviving in lockdown these days? I think the last time we spoke to you, you were about to set off on your League of Ireland ground-to-ground walk, and you raised lots and lots of money for the Irish Cancer Society.
Yeah, that was great. Feels like a lifetime ago, to be honest with you, Adrian. it's brilliant to listen to James there talk about the homeschooling, and pretty busy myself with my own class and then with my own children. So, it's pretty busy in the Byrne household at the moment.
Yeah, and just remind us, how much money did you raise for the Irish Cancer Society?
Just shy of 15,000.
Wow.
But hopefully now with the jersey auction that I have all the jerseys that I wore, and when everything's back up and running, I'll be handing them out to the clubs, and we'll be raising money for even more money for them. So that will be, it'll get us over the 15,000 mark anyway. So that'll be great.
Surely that gets us.
And tell us what. tell us a little bit more about that, Conan. So the plan is to auction off some of the jerseys that you wore from the various clubs that you played
with?
Yeah,
so. Yeah, exactly. So I'll be handing back the jerseys to the clubs. They'll get all the players to sign them. And I don't know yet whether or not the clubs are going to auction them off themselves at a home game, which might generate more money than giving them back to me and doing it myself. So I think the best thing to do would be to get the clubs to do it and to hold an auction at a game in the future. Probably won't be for a while now if it's going to be behind closed doors until then. But I think in order to generate the most amount of money, that's what we'd like to do, I think.
That's great, Conan, and the best of luck with that fundraiser. Now, to the quiz. Six rounds of questions, and if required, it may be required, we'll have a tiebreaker question in case of a tie. I am the quizmaster, and James and Alan are teamed together, the Soccer Republic spoofers, harsh, I know, and the college graduates, Paul Curry and Conan Byrne. And we're going to start with James, and I have my money on James to be the individual winner here.
Oh, no.
Not that there's any prizes at all, either for team or for individual. But let's start with round one, James. And the very first question of the June Bank Holiday 2020 quiz is as follows. After three games played, which team currently sits top of the Airtricity League First Division?
First Division.
So the league leaders in First Division after just three games. They've made a really impressive start. And James is struggling already.
Yeah, I am. Drogheda.
No!
No!
No, no. And I'm afraid no is correct. It's not the right answer. No.
Can I jump in?
Tell him, Allah. Yeah.
Is it Longford?
You're not going to get any points, but go on. No. Anybody else on the other
wrong
team?
Cabo.
Yeah. Good shout there. It's Cabin Teely. Made an excellent start. So, James, as the captain of the team,
I'm disappointed
leading from the
that.
Front, but not by example so far.
At least Alan would have got it wrong as well. Yeah. So.
Some comfort in that. So yeah. No points there so far. So, Paul, your first question. After three games played, which team currently sit bottom of the Airtricity League First Division?
Sligo Rovers.
The
First Division.
Oh, my God.
This is off to a flyer.
Did you go to college at all?
I didn't spend long in the First Division. Oh, my God. I can't answer that now, can I?
You're right, though, if it was the Premier Division.
Oh, you got it wrong.
Like, are you allowing me to answer this here? No. Or have a go at it?
Surely not. Come on.
Well, you are. Yeah, you are.
I said Sligo Rovers.
No, but he knows the Sligo Rovers, the Premier.
Adrian, come on. You have to be harder than that now.
I'm struggling here. I'll go with Cove Ramblers.
No. Anybody got the correct answer?
Wexford Youth?
No.
Athlone Town?
No.
Oh, Rovers.
It would have been...
Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah. Shamrock Rovers. Yeah. Seconds. So, no points. Yeah, I thought the questions would be fairly okay, but poor start. So, the two captains struggling already. Could be substituted early on here. So, let's go to Alan. And I suspect Alan will get us off the mark here. And I'm expecting just a bang in the right answer.
Come on, Colin.
Straight off the bat. No pressure. The current Republic of Ireland under 21 manager, Jim Crawford, played for which Premier League club?
Newcastle United. Bang!
Nah,
come on. He actually played them at Shells as well.
That's a look at a draw, Colin. That's a look at a draw. 1 out of 1, Alan Cawley.
Alan Cawley, yeah, who's already now setting the pace in terms of the individual prize. Yep. So, Conan, to keep your team abreast here, which English club did the current assistant manager of the Republic of Ireland's senior team, that's Damien Duff, play for before joining Chelsea?
Blackburn Rovers.
Ah, no mistake there. No mistake there. So, well done.
Is that not 2 points after getting Cabo earlier, no?
No, don't start.
No, I'm afraid not. Otherwise, we just get...
He should be thrown out of the competition.
So it's 1-1. 1-1 after the first round. So on we go to round two. And it's back to Mr. O'Toole. So Solitude is the home ground of which Irish League Premiership side?
Solitude. I have the two. There's two in my head.
James, come on.
I know. Oh, I was already there.
If you get this wrong, you're going home.
Solitude. I'm going to go Solitude. Crusaders.
Oh, James.
Tell him, Alan.
Cliftonville.
Cliftonville. Well done, Alan. Standing to find some form, but unfortunately you don't get any points. It's 1-1 at the moment, but it could be advantage here to the graduates. Paul, the showgrounds. Not Sligo Rovers now. Not Sligo Rovers. The showgrounds is the home ground
now,
of which of which Irish League side? The showgrounds.
I'm getting sweaty palms over here. the showgrounds.
Don't say Sligo again.
No. Ballymena.
That is a fantastic
pull that out.
I don't know where he pulled out.
Do you know, I played there in underage and I just rung a bell.
No, but I rung a bell. Coleraine is the right answer. Coleraine. I'm sure Conan would have told us that.
I knew Coleraine, yeah.
Okay, God. So
come on, Carly, let's go
on to Alan now. Bidding to make it 2 out of 2, and I suspect he will, just the way the questions are falling. Ireland international women's player Katie McCabe and indeed Louise Quinn play for which women's Super League club in England?
Just put me down for the award of the best individual in this quiz, Adrian.
In fairness, you're still level with Conan.
Arsenal.
Very good, very good. So Alan,
James, I'm keeping you in this.
Play.
Got the easy ones.
So Conan, a similar question in a similar vein. Women's international team player, Megan Campbell. She plays for which women's Super League club? Megan Campbell.
Manchester City.
Yay. 2-2.
Yes, Colin.
So it's the teammates who are so far keeping the teams ticking along very nicely. So 2-2 at the end of round two. Alan, just a word. We'll come back to the quiz in a few moments' time, but just a word on the Premier League returning. Looking like the 17th of June. In fact, it is going to be the 17th of June unless there's a hiccup along the way. And we could be treated to several games a day the way they're looking at the fixture list. But are you looking forward to the return of the Premier League?
Yeah, absolutely, Adrian. And it looks like it will be a feast of football to obviously try and get the last like these 9 games finished, and it'll be well spread out over the week. So everybody will be looking forward to the return of football. The one thing I'm missing the most, and it's not so much the games on the telly, it's actually, and I'm not just saying this because we're here, but just physically going to matches and our matches, obviously. Because I've watched a lot of the Bundesliga stuff, and as it's good to be back, it can be a hard watch, some of the games. Now, the game with Dortmund and Bayern Munich, which you would expect, whether it's a full house or an empty house, the quality was unbelievable. It was a brilliant match, and just the standard was exceptional. But I found the other games a tough enough watch, and I would envisage something similar with the likes of maybe Watford and Crystal Palace in front of nobody, or the likes of those games I wouldn't be too excited about. But certainly when you Man City are playing, or Liverpool, or any of those teams that you like to watch. And just the fact that it's back, because I would be very optimistic about the fact that once you get one sport back, and I've said this a couple of times, there'll be a knock-on effect that you'll see others. And obviously with the Bundesliga coming back and everything seems to be going well there, it'll be the same with the Premier League and other sports. The rugby have come out with dates. I think you'll see a knock-on effect, which hopefully bodes well for us and our league and getting back as well.
With Spain and Italy also scheduled to come back possibly in the month of June. Paul, the point there that Alan makes about, you know, whatever about Bayern Munich against Borussia Dortmund being a great watch, you know, matches from maybe mid-table might not have the same appeal or might not, you know, serve up the same quality of football. People here talking about the potential or the possibility of behind-closed-doors football. You'd be a bit worried too, wouldn't you, in terms of the optics of that in terms of generating income for clubs in this country, given that at the best of times, sometimes the facilities on television don't look up to scratch.
Yeah, it's definitely a problem, and it's probably a broader problem, not just COVID-related, but of course, if we're talking about generating revenue, it is maybe something that actually holds the clubs and the leagues or in the league back as a whole. Now, we do need to come up with solutions, and we need to be, I guess, of a positive mindset to try get things back up and running. So listen, if that was a potential, I know streaming has been brought up before, and I guess there's a few more intricacies that need to be ironed out there, but if it is a potential source of revenue for a club, I think we need to look down that avenue. But of course, when you see the likes of the Bundesliga and the lack of fans and the lack of atmosphere, it does hold the game back a bit. But it is something, it's football on the telly, you appreciate it while it's there. And if we can get something up and running here and we're able to watch it through some means, it would be something for both the fans and the club. So I'd like to think, and with a positive type of mindset, and hopefully we can get to that point some stage in the future.
James, what's your read on the latest situation in Ireland? Because obviously we had the very encouraging news about the COVID tests on the clubs involved in Europe with no positive tests, which was terrific. And of course there'll be more tests in the coming days. But your take on where we're at in terms of a potential return to football?
I have to say, you asked that question a couple of weeks ago, and I said I didn't expect it back. But then when you see the results that came out, obviously they were tested on Monday. They actually got the results quite quickly. So I'm taking it they're doing it all through private labs more than anything else. But it's very, very encouraging that not one player or backroom staff tested positive for COVID-19. So that gives the idea of this quadrangular tournament may actually be a runner to be played, which is good news. Now, again, we go back to the finances of the league. Behind closed doors probably won't work, and like, where do we go from there? But again, I'm more encouraged now after results this week from the players. I'm much more encouraged.
Conan, what do you reckon? What I mean, because obviously you're playing with Glenavon in the Irish Premiership at the moment, but looking at the League of Ireland situation, how would you see it?
Yeah, similar to the lads. It's I still think that we still have to abide by the health guidelines that's been set out. It's fantastic news about the four clubs that there's no positive tests from them. The quadrangular tournament that has been spoken about, yeah, it's fantastic, but it gives those four teams a huge advantage over the rest of the teams in the division. But anything to get back going underway would be beneficial to both the league and the players involved, because it was only announced today that some of those players have had to get support, financial support, from the fund that James McLean and the Stevens set up today. So you can just imagine what life is like for them at the moment. And football is a way of life, and they need to pay their bills and their rent. And it's important that they get back to playing football so they're able to achieve that. But then you're looking at the other side of the story in terms of the health guidelines as well. And it's just very, very difficult to be able to say we're going to go back up and running, especially with the financial support that we don't have as a league, where the likes of the Bundesliga, La Liga, Premier League does have. So, look, I'd like to consider myself a very, very positive person, but I can't see anything going back in the foreseeable anyway.
Okay, back to the quiz. It's 2-2 as it stands. Yeah, we do, I'm afraid. But relief here for you, James, because you can confer on this one with Alan. So in other words, Alan will get it right and you'll go, yeah, I knew that. Yeah. Okay, yep. So you can confer. But you can confer with each other, but at some point I'm going to have to ask you for your final answer. You know, final answer. Okay, so your question, and it is a team question. It's 30 years since Italia 90. In the penalty shootout win over Romania, a nation holds its breath and all that, Ireland won 5-4, as you know, with Kevin Sheedy, Ray Houghton, Tony Cascarino, David O'Leary, and who else scoring from the spot? So we're looking for the fifth penalty taker. Not the fifth in terms
James,
of order.
I know it.
I think I know it. Who are you going with, Al?
No.
It's a conferring question.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
If I tell you who I'm going with, then you'll say, and if it wasn't your fella, you'll...
No, I'll ask you for your final answer. I'll ask you for...
Am I allowed to say,
James? Go on.
Go for it.
Andy Townsend.
Correct.
Which was, what, he was what, number... O'Leary finished it, didn't he? So he was number 3, was he?
I think he was 3.
So do you agree with that, James?
Yeah,
is that your final answer?
Yeah, we're going with Townsend. I think he was number 3 in it, wasn't he? Definitely. And then O'Leary kicked the ground to score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The great name for you guys, exactly. By the way, the Spoofers.
Hey, hang on a second.
Conan, hold on a minute. I'm answering everything, Conan. Don't associate me with that name.
Well done. Well done. Well done to James and Alan. So they take a 3-2 lead. So then the graduates, Paul and Conan, and your question, and it's a penalty kick related or a penalty shootout related question as well. In the 2010 FAI Cup final, Sligo Rovers against Shamrock Rovers, the shootout, Sligo Rovers goalkeeper Kieran Kelly saved how many penalties in the shootout against Shamrock Rovers?
Paul, do you know it?
And you can confer.
This is an easy one.
Yeah, I think I do, actually.
Let Paul answer this.
Do you?
I think it's 4.
It's 4, I think. 4 out of 5.
Yeah, 4.
Or sorry, 4 from 4, I should say.
Like Chris Tarrant, I would say. Final answer?
Go for it, Paul.
Yeah, 4 is our final answer.
Boom. Well done, lads. 4. 4 is correct.
In the bag.
As George Hamilton said. Brilliant, brilliant.
Adrian, I'm not
brilliant,
happy with that
brilliant.
Ballymena answer. It's
go on.
Ballymena playing the showgrounds as well. I can't believe you haven't given me that one.
Oh,
be strong,
okay.
Adrian. Be strong.
It is the Ballymena showgrounds.
I thought we got a point for that, did we not?
No.
Cold rain.
Nah, they didn't give it to us, Conan.
Cold rain.
What?
Be strong. Cold rain.
My only goal for Glenavon has been in the showgrounds in Ballymena.
It's knocked off. It's not a goal.
Is it too late to abandon the quiz?
Fingers crossed.
So you've checked it out. And,
no, Ballymena, I have to say, they do play as the Ballymena Showgrounds. Even though
okay.
I'm sure
okay.
I was there saying,
well, in that case, Alan.
Yeah,
well, we just ignored
unfortunately,
that.
Unfortunately, I'm not
here.
Scores, so it's staying as it is.
Here, I have my teammates sticking up for the other team and giving them answers and everything. What's going on here?
Alan, it's okay. I'm keeping score.
Well, I'm going to pass the buck here and bow to the producer.
And I'm closest to him. If he gives up, I'm going to come outside.
We can't do half points.
Right, move on to question 6. Come on.
No. Yeah, no, I think it is the showgrounds as well. Conan, bail me out here.
No, don't ask.
100% is. That's why I thought we got it.
Okay. All right. I'm totally confused now about the score. No. We have to give it to you. If it's called the showgrounds, the fans from Ballymena call it the showgrounds, that is the showgrounds.
Have we any Ballymena fans on? They can prove this, no?
There's nothing to be proved.
Okay, the producer says, rather begrudgingly, the producer says, okay, we'll give it to them.
Oh, no.
So, well done. So it's now 3-3 as a result of that.
You happy now, Jim?
Okay.
Yeah, 3-0.
Oh, sorry,
I'm
it's
happy.
4-3 now.
Happy
hold on,
trio.
No, hold on. No.
I'm over the moon with 3-0. We're keeping 3-0.
So, 4-3 to the graduates. Okay, I'm glad we did our homework on this one. On to round 4.
Which make me think that Paul Curry's Googling.
I can't believe James is getting this one. No, he's not Googling. He's a very honest, honourable sort.
I wouldn't do that, James.
James, you're definitely going to get this. It's all too easy. Which Derry City player holds the club record for the most League of Ireland appearances?
Peter Hutton.
So a Derry City player who holds the most League of Ireland appearances.
Yeah, Peter Hutton.
So that ties it up at 4-4, but graduates could go back in front here. And Paul, your former club, Sheffield Wednesday, in the 1992-1993 season, suffered defeat in the League Cup final and the FA Cup final. The same opposition defeated them in both deciders. So Sheffield Wednesday, FA Cup final.
No conferring.
No, friend, not. It's individual. 1992-93 final of the League Cup and the FA Cup, lost to the same opposition.
Every fate in your hair, Paul.
Oh my God.
Can we pass
that
across, Adrian, if he gets it wrong, when he gets it wrong?
No.
You think I don't know this?
You don't know this, Cara. You're struggling. You're Googling there and buying time.
No, I don't. Don't you worry.
Come on.
It's Arsenal.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Andy Linnigan.
Well done.
Bang.
Well done.
That was easy.
Yeah, well
so
done.
So 4-0.
Well done, Paul.
5-4.
No. 5-4. Good man, Conan. I'm glad you're with me on this, keeping track of the score. Anyway,
you bet.
So, Alan. Yeah. So, Alan, and I would expect Alan to get this, because he may even been, well, he may have played in this game. Anyway, Shelburne reached the third qualifying round of the Champions League in 2004. After drawing 0-0 at Lansdowne in the first leg against Deportivo La Coruña, it was still 0-0 heading into the second leg and the return leg. However, Deportivo eventually won 3-0. Who scored a brace for the Spaniards that night?
Oh,
not that easy, actually.
That's not easy, no.
No, it's not, in fairness.
No, that's hard.
Yeah.
I remember the goals as well. That's I remember the one, the first goal was about 35 yards out, and Jason Byrne missed a sitter before that when we were 0-0. I think he's the right winger as well.
World club.
I think it's the right winger. No, I don't know, Adrian. Mm. I don't know the answer.
Oh, can I come over to the other team?
Yeah, but you won't get any points for it.
Is it? I don't know if I'm right now. Is it your man Juan Carlos Valeron?
No, he didn't score two. And it wasn't Tristan either, was it?
Victor Sanchez.
Right winger, yeah. That was hard now. When you look at the other questions, that was hard.
That was very unfair in your Al, I think.
Well, you're not involved, Alan.
That's what I'm saying. But he wasn't one of the highlight players, Conan. He was the right winger, I think. But there was the likes of Diego Tristan, Luque, the left winger, Valeron. But that Victor Sanchez wasn't really one of the main. Obviously, he was a very good player, but he wasn't one of the main kind of. He wouldn't be one now that you'd remember forever.
Because I can't remember.
Well, he was one of the main players that night. Anyway, we move along to Conan. And I think this is just easy peasy. This is so easy. Who netted both goals for St. Pat's in their 2-0 win over Derry City in the 2014 FAI Cup final? I can hear Alan crying now.
I'm getting questions from a fellow we've never even heard of.
This is ridiculous.
Let me have a think about that now for a few minutes.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Christy Fagan.
Christy Brown.
Yep. Well done. Where did you pluck that one from?
Shocking.
I would have to agree.
The spoofers
that
are in trouble.
One.
Hey, I didn't set the questions. I'm just passing the buck left, right, and centre here. But it's 6-4 to the graduates now. James, who was nicknamed, and this is a tough one too. I'll grant you, Crazy Horse, English footballer.
Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horse.
And
a player, Adrian.
Yeah.
Crazy Horse player.
I think I know.
Yeah, but that's not good. It's a
Google knows everything, Alan.
No, there's no Google here. It's called knowledge. I told you before, Curry.
That's... Oh, I've no. What years are we talking, Adrian, even?
Late 70s, early 80s.
Can I have a stab at it, Adrian?
You can. Well, unless James is happy, because you're not going to get a point if you, unless you...
Well, do you know, James? Have a guess. I have 70s.
I no clue. No clue whatsoever. Never heard of it.
Is it Brian Kilcline?
No. Good stab, though. Yeah, good stab. Anybody, any takers, just for the record?
Not a clue.
Not having a clue.
Emlyn Hughes. Emlyn Hughes of Liverpool. Yeah, that was a tough one. Yeah. That was a tough one.
No.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Okay, on it goes. Now, Mr. Curry.
Here we go. Player, well, whose nickname is Ozo?
Kaiser.
Ah, you're joking.
Kaiser. Dirk Kaiser.
I actually think, but I might say something really stupid and get this really wrong. Is it Franz Beckenbauer?
Ah, good man, Paul.
Oh, get in there. Now, lads, come on.
Started slow, but I'm going all right now.
Home and holes, by the looks of things. A 7-4 lead for the graduates. Alan, we need you to pull it out here. Who was dubbed Mr. Arsenal?
Mr. Arsenal?
Long-serving player.
Are you going to give any more clues to your Sligo counterpart there?
Mine went black. Tony Adam.
Well done, Alan.
Yeah, I would have been disgusted. One of my heroes. I would have been disgusted if I didn't get that.
Yeah, Mr. Arsenal. So it's back to a 2-point game, but Conan will steady the ship for the graduates here, I suspect. Not easy either, though. The Croatian Cruyff.
Boban.
I'm afraid not.
Oh, the room's gone.
He got straight in there as well.
Savicevic,
wasn't he?
Robert Prosser.
Any other takers? Just no.
Savicevic.
No.
Perisic.
Was it one of the Sukos?
No.
That's Harden.
Yeah. But there's one very famous Croatian player who you're missing out on, played in England as well.
Modric.
Yes. Luka Modric.
Was it, yeah?
In fairness.
I've never seen him do a Cruyff.
Yeah, he's a
He's too small to do one.
I can see him pass a ball, all right.
7-5, lads. 7-5, the game is up, really, unless something bizarre happens. Well, it can't, really. The boys are going to win here, the college graduates, because we're back to a conferring round. James and Alan, don't know if you've got pen and paper at hand, because you might need it.
I do have pen and paper, yeah.
Now, take the number of times that the Republic of Ireland have qualified for the World Cup. So the number of times that the Republic of Ireland have qualified for the World Cup. Sure. How many times have we qualified for the World Cup? So take that number.
Yeah.
Multiply it by the number of league titles that Celtic have now won in a row. So Celtic recently crowned Scottish champions for the time in a row. So you have to multiply that with the question.
Okay, yeah.
No, there's one more bit element to it. And then subtract the number of FAI Cup wins for Shamrock Rovers. So how many times has Shamrock Rovers won the FAI Cup? So I'll just run it by you once again. So the number of times that the Republic of Ireland have qualified for the World Cup. Now you can confer here, lads. So
yeah,
I'm just doing my maths.
That's two, isn't it, James? Ireland.
Three. Italy, USA, and Korea.
Sorry, three. Yeah.
I'll do that part for you, right?
Okay. Then so that's 9 in a row.
That's 27, right?
No, 9 in a row. Yeah, 27. Yeah.
And surely you know how many Rovers have won. They don't shut up about it.
Remember going into the last, it was 25 and 17, the league titles and the cup.
So your answer is you have to subtract
two.
The amount of exactly. Well done, lads. Well done.
Yeah. Come on, James. Well done.
Thanks, Al. Now.
Good teamwork there. But unfortunately, it doesn't really matter because the other lads are going to win anyway. But anyway.
No, hang a second. That's only 10 questions. Six rounds.
See which?
That's 12.
Yeah, this is round 6, I'm afraid.
Sure, you were giving points and everything,
James. Come on, anyway. No. Let them lose it.
The showgrounds is going to be the focus of the review here. Paul and Conan, you're in the glory corner at the moment. So take the number of points that Liverpool currently lead the Premier League table. So
their lead,
Liverpool's
is it?
Lead at the top of the table. Yeah, their lead.
Okay.
Subtract from it the number of times the Republic of Ireland have qualified for the Euros, and then add the number of World Cups won by Brazil. That's a bit harder.
Oh my God, this is difficult.
So again.
Do you know how many Liverpool points clear they are, Paul?
No, I've no idea.
Is it 12?
It must be somewhere between. I was going to go more. I was going to say between 15 and 18.
Right, we go 16 then, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
Right, 16. And then the Euros?
Yeah, how many times has the Republic of Ireland qualified for the Euros? So you 88. Have to subtract.
France and then with Poland as well. So there's another two.
I have the answer.
So three as well, is it then, is it?
Mm. And then how many times?
And then add the number of World Cups won by Brazil.
Brazil won in 58, 62, 70.
Five, isn't it?
Five, yeah.
Yeah.
So what then
okay,
are we?
So where are we at?
So we should
Liverpool's
16.
Points lead.
Yeah. Then take away, was it?
Qualification for the Euros. Yeah.
So take away three. And then add, is it?
We've come up with 18 then.
Yeah, and then add the number of World Cups won by Brazil.
Yeah, we go for 18.
Okay, so it's add Brazil, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I took away Brazil. They're wrong. They're way wrong.
They're wrong.
They're way wrong.
Well wrong.
Massively wrong.
Yeah, Liverpool are
tell
way
us, James.
Ahead.
Liverpool 25 points clear.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Ireland have qualified for €3.
Paul Corry said Liverpool
and Brazil have won
clear.
Five World Cups and they've lost
no,
two.
No, that was me.
So that puts it on 27.
It
well done, James. Well done.
But deduct the point for that alone.
That was great stuff there, James.
See, we were only messing.
You started
we
really poorly, but you finished strongly.
So yeah, as soon as we got to the maths, lads, I was on it.
But it matters not a
so
jot
what was the
because
answer,
the college graduates...
27.
Oh, sorry, what, he was right. 27. Yeah, 27. Yeah, Liverpool 25
points clear.
We want
to get that last one wrong to keep it tight, you know? Oh, yeah,
yeah, exactly. But I'm afraid the winners, and they've been crowned champions, are the college graduates. So well done to Paul Corry and Conan Byrne.
Yes.
Of course... So much of the post-match debate will centre around the Showgrounds. That was a real turning point today. Alan Cawley, if Alan Cawley's been interviewed by Tony O'Donoghue right now, I'd say he's seething. Is he? Let's go down to the tunnel. Alan, what's your reaction?
I'm not happy, Tony. I'm not happy.
I'm over
not
the
happy, Tony. I'm not happy. I'm really not happy.
I'm over the moon. Stewie Byrne wasn't on
I'm
my
like
team.
Stewie, yeah. I'm really not happy, Tony. I'm doing my best Stewie impression here. But,
yeah, it's great.
It was a despicable question.
Sing a song like Stewie as well.
Yeah. But, so well done to Paul and Conan, crown champions on this June bank holiday weekend. Well done. How are you feeling, Paul? Are you delighted? And I presume you're going to say it's not about me, it's about the team.
It is about the team, but I tell you what, Adrian, I know how competitive that man Alan Cawley is. And I will enjoy nothing more than sipping a beer tonight, knowing that I beat him in a quiz.
You should be banned from all quizzes for the next 5 years after that answer about Sligo Rovers.
Just nerves.
Oh, God.
And you got to pay tribute to Conan Byrne, you know, one of the stars of the show.
Conan steadied the ship. You always know what you're getting when you have Conan on your side. And,
good 7 out of 10 every week.
Nervous with my Sligo Rovers answer.
Good 7 out of 10. I agree, Conan, yeah. Then next time it should be just a 1v1, me and you. That James O'Toole let me down as well.
It would have been 7-3 without me.
Yeah, when's the next bank holiday weekend that we can do this all over again? Not.
To finish on it as well, I would say Alan and James must have at least 25 years on myself and Conan.
Correct. James does anyway.
Okay. I don't know where to go with this.
Before we wrap things up, lads,
an executive order.
We mentioned there that Conan has been very busy during the lockdown and all that, raising money and fair play for the Cancer Society. And another thing that I noticed as well, Conan, you did your top 20. You had a Twitter poll for the top 20 League of Ireland players. Was it over the last 20 years? Was that the...
Yeah, it was over the last 20
the
years,
guidelines
yeah.
on it? Okay, I have it here in front of me, and I would just be interested to get the lads' thoughts, James and Paul, and obviously Alan as well.
Well, lads, I'm the only one obviously who can remember the last 20 years.
So at number 20, we had Pat Byrne. 19 was Owen Heary. 18 was Killian Brennan. 17 was Stephen O'Donnell. 16 was Paul O'Zam. 15, Sean Maguire. 14, Eddie Gormley. 13 was Darrell Horgan. 12 was Richie Towle. 11 was Gary Twigg. Notable, of course, that no Paul Corry mentioned so far, or Alan Cawley. So we're into the top 10. Glenn Crowe was number 10. Tony Sheridan was number 9. Jason Byrne was number 8. Number 7 was Liam Coyle. Number 6 was Kevin Hunt. And then the top 5, Jack Byrne was in at 5. And bear in mind, this was a Twitter poll. Number 4 was Wes Hoolan. Very good. Number 3, Keith Fahey. Number 2, Paddy McCourt. Joseph Ndoe. came in at number one. And Conan, how many people, I mean, again, it's not a scientific poll, of course, but it's an interesting straw poll, of course. But in terms of respondents on Twitter, how many people got involved in it?
My head was wrecked, to be honest. I put it up thinking that maybe we'd just get a couple of 10 or 15, and I actually got about 670 people that got back to me. Players, ex-players, ex-managers, current players, fans. So I had to do it out on a proper Excel sheet and do it properly, and he misses it for human. But yeah, got it down to the top 20 there, and that's who it was. So now, in fairness, Dan McDonald done one similar, and very, very, like, the same 20 were very close to my 20 now, in different positions. So it wasn't too different.
James, what's your thoughts? I'll just give you the top five again. Jack Byrne at 5, Wes Hoolan at 4, Keith Fahey at 3, Paddy McCourt at 2, and Joey Indo at number 1. Would you be happy with that, top 5?
Definitely Joey and Paddy, Wes as well. I'm not too sure. Jack Byrne's obviously only been in, so it's just that he's a name at the top at the minute. There's several names missing. Number 1, you can't have a starting 11 without a goalkeeper. Not one goalkeeper mentioned, which is a bit
odd. Brian Murphy was the one that came out on top of that. I think he came in at around 24.
Yeah, so like I said, David Ford, as you said, Brian was there as well. Gary Rogers, several really, really good goalkeepers played in this league. And obviously, like, it shows you the age group of people who obviously voted, because there's no Pat Morley, there's no Johnny Mack. There's some very, very good players that would have been beyond people's thinking of when they were playing in the league. But no, it's always interesting to see polls like that, especially when you put them on Twitter. Like, if you remember, only a couple of years ago, the Brandywell was the second best stadium in the UK because of a Twitter poll. So it's always quite interesting when these things happen. And I'm sure Conan regretted putting out that tweet as soon as it landed.
100%.
I perhaps would have had Liam Coyle maybe a bit higher, maybe ahead of Jack Byrne, but there you go. Paul, your thoughts on that top five? You're so young, of course.
Yeah, well, I guess my eye is probably drawn towards the ones that I would have played against, and even just pick up with the man at the top of the pile there, Joey Indo, and the influence he had on that Sligo team. Such a talented player, and an ability to open teams up and I guess do something out of the ordinary in a game. But also, I think something that goes probably a little under the radar is just the impact that he had on the club as a whole, and the culture, and how much he demanded from the players. And he was very much centre to that, I think, with the likes of a Richie Ryan, particularly at the heart of the midfield. And then Jack is probably one that's a bit of debate probably lingers over him, but I think the impact that he had in the Shamrock Rovers team last year, and the fact that while playing in our league he's managed to get capped, probably stands to him. And then also the performances in the likes of Europe and the FA Cup. So a really talented bunch, but they're two that really stick out for me.
Okay, Alan, what's your
verdict? I've just written down Conan's five, and I've written down my own five, and there's three from Conan's five that would be in mine, but the order would be different. And this could be due with the fact that I played with a couple of them, but for me, Wes Hoolan, either playing with him or against him, he's the best player I've ever seen in the league. He was absolutely phenomenal, and he'd be number one by a distance, in my opinion, as well. It would be by a distance. And second would be Paddy McCourt. Wow. From playing against him, Paddy was phenomenal. The talent as well, and obviously what he went on to achieve at Celtic. And so he will be my number two. Owen Heary will be my number three. And he's somebody that when you often get asked the question, oh, who's the best player you played with and stuff. Defenders rarely get mentioned when people are asked that question. But from playing with Owen Heary, we were joking there about Conan being a 7 out of 10 or 8 out of 10, knowing what you get every week. Owen Heary was a 9 out of 10 every week, and I've never seen him have a bad game. Never even seen him have a bad training session. And the demands that he put on the other teammates in the dressing room, and the way he used to drive that team forward, and everything that he achieved as well. He was one of the best players that's ever played in this league, and I'd have him as number three. Then I'd have Joseph. Again, played with him, and he was phenomenal, as the lad said, and he was great playing against him. But I would have him down at number four. I wouldn't have him even ahead of those three. And then I'd have the one you mentioned, Adrian, Liam Coyle, who I remember playing one day in Belfield against him, and he could barely walk, and I was obviously young, and he was coming near the end of his career, and we were only starting. But he did this turn, and I, of course, I knew who he was, seen loads of him before, but he did this turn
and left two of us for dead. And I remember saying to myself, this fella's phenomenal. And he was. Liam Coyle was a phenomenal player as well. So that'd be my top five. And that'd be the reason why I would go for it.
Okay, okay, very good. Well, listen, what's your next poll, by the way, Conan? What are you going to do next?
Will you go ahead?
Are you going to just flick on yourself?
I've been asked to do a goalkeeper's one. I've been asked to do a defender's one. So, no, I'll be holding that off now for another while until maybe I lose a couple of followers.
Or a wife.
All right, listen. Yeah. We'll leave it there. We'll leave it there. Listen, thanks for participating in the June Bank Holiday Weekend RT Soccer Podcast quiz. We'll be back next week with a more regular programme, so to speak. James, as always, thank you very much. Alan Cawley, Paul Curry and Conan Byrne. Until the next time, bye-bye.